This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody in Baltimore, Maryland, Northern Washington, D.C. Where are we in? Who calls from Delaware? Are they like Dover?
Good morning and happy Thursday and happy when we're asleep.
Where do they call from Delaware, though?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never been to Delaware besides passing through on a train, so I'm not too familiar with that area, to be honest with you.
Where you guys do call from Delaware, but I forget what it's used. I think it's like, is it Dover, Delaware?
I'm not sure.
You guys can hear us all over, though. What's up? Welcome, 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 welcome to the show. Welcome to your Thursday show. Let's get into our little chant. Let's get into it. We just do this little chant Thursday mornings. It's just those words, man. One more sleep. That's it. It's easy enough. You can memorize that, right? One more sleep. We just chant those words, and then we just cheer. You should know it by now. We just ready? We'll do it. 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Oh. Yeah. What's up? Should feel good for you. Do you feel like you've hit that point, though? Considering we're 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, do you feel like you've hit that point where, like, the year is basically over? Are you wrapping it up yet? Because I feel like mentally I'm like, all right, let's get this over with. Let's get this done.
I think right now with Thanksgiving being 2 weeks away, I'm literally counting down the days to see my parents because I haven't seen my parents since February. So
is
I think
right?
my brain is not like, oh, this year is over. I'm literally crossing off the days on my calendar every day until I can see my mom and dad. That's like what I'm focusing on.
For those who don't know your plans for Thanksgiving.
Oh, so all of us, I have an uncle and aunt in Virginia.
Yeah.
So my parents are going to meet us at my aunt and uncle's house in Virginia. And there's about to be 14 people staying at my uncle and aunt's house
because
they're so gracious to host everyone there. It's going to be insane, but I'm so excited. It's going to be so cool.
Is Butter coming or no?
No, Butter is going to be spending Thanksgiving with her boyfriend and his family in Vegas where she lives.
Tough, man. She got a boyfriend now.
But we'll see her for Christmas time. Yeah.
That's what our family's having to go through, too. You know, my sister has triplets, and now that, like, the babies are involved, that family time is like both sides of the family are very protected. Before, it's kind of like, well, where do you want to go? Are you going to go here? It didn't really matter, like, which side of the family she was going to go to,
yeah.
You know? But now it's like the babies are here. It's like, you better be here on our side. Well, you were already there.
Yeah.
You went there, like, a few weeks ago. Like, what do you mean you're not going to come see us this year? It's very, very protective of, like, who's going to go where and
it's
where it's going to be. And
splitting,
like,
time can be really tough. Scheduling is
where.
Crazy.
Man, I don't go see my family. And this kind of freaks people out. I don't know why. Because, you know, Jess and I don't live near our families. But, you know, I usually travel for Thanksgiving because I go see my family a month later. And so for me, and I love to travel so much that, like, I always travel for Thanksgiving. Because to me, Thanksgiving is, it's not a real holiday.
Oh, really?
It's not, just not, I don't care about Thanksgiving that much. I never really have.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's like just kind of like a silly holiday. Like, Christmas to me is like the headliner of the year. It's like the big holiday of the year. Thanksgiving is kind of like, It's like the warm-up act to Christmas.
I love Thanksgiving because it just feels so cozy. I feel like Thanksgiving is the coziest holiday, which makes it really special to us.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
The federal government shutdown is over, ending the longest shutdown in its history. The House passed a funding package late last night to end the 43-day government shutdown. The bill includes three full-year spending bills for some parts of the government, ensures back pay for federal employees, and reverses recent mass layoffs and extends funding for the rest until January 30th, which does mean another budget fight is expected early next year. President Trump signed the bill into law around 10 p.m. last night. According to a USDA spokesperson who talked with CBS News, SNAP benefits will resume within 24 hours. The current level of flight cuts will stay in place while officials evaluate the situation with air traffic controllers.
Gotta get those flights going, man, especially for the holidays. I know that's like a big stressor for people. I know most importantly, though, we gotta get these paychecks going again.
Absolutely.
I mean, get you guys back to work because for so many people in this area.
Yeah.
It's been
all over the country, man.
It's been affecting so many people.
Yeah.
It's a big step. I mean, here's the problem. I mean, let's just be honest about it. I mean, before you know it, we're going to be kind of back into the same hole again because this is just a kind of a temporary solution. But, I mean, we'll take what we can get for now. I know this is a big relief for a lot of families. Mm-hmm. So it's a good step forward, I guess.
Number two.
Baltimore Chick-fil-A restaurants will be testing out chicken and waffle sandwiches. This particular item is on test mode, meaning Baltimore is one of the only places in the nation you can get your hands on one of these sandwiches. Next month, for a limited time only, they will begin offering chicken and waffle sandwiches all day long starting December 1st. No word on yet and how these will become permanent, but you'll be able to try them here.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that we're one of the first ones to get it.
To be selected is awesome. Awesome.
Number one.
Hilary Duff's new single, Mature, has sparked more than one fan theory that the song is calling out Leonardo DiCaprio and his history for dating younger women. The song, in Duff's first release is in a decade, features a lyric that people think about or thinking is actually about Leo. Take a listen.
Just a few years young.
Which many believe references to DiCaprio's name and zodiac sign. So there's other clues mentioned in the song of Carbon Beach in Malibu, where he owned a home. There's a specific painting, which the actor famously possessed, that Hillary references to. Other fans also pointed online that Duff has a song from 2007, Danger, where she sang, "Were you born in 74, which is the actor's birth year. So there's been no confirmation on who the song is about, other than Duff herself explaining that the song is a conversation that my present self is happening with my younger self. So I was actually watching the podcast that she said that on.
Yeah.
And not at any point does she like allude that it could be about someone. But what she does say that I thought was interesting was, I finally feel like in the position where I'm comfortable talking about things that I wasn't comfortable talking about before. But I was like, I had no idea if there was like, if this is like throwing shots at Leo or if there was like, if they dated at one point.
I was going to say, was that even a public thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember that being like a, but it wasn't like a publicly out thing they were together,
no,
was it? I didn't think so. No.
But that's why when this started, like when these rumors are happening, I'm like, hang on, is she just calling him out? Which she very much
just
so
in
could
general,
be.
Yeah.
Or like, did some stuff go down? I love her song, by the way. And she did talk about, obviously, this is not confirmed at all whatsoever. This is just her talking. But she did say that like she would definitely consider touring again.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Dang, little tea inside the song, y'all. Interesting.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
It was this week, back in 2008, that Taylor Swift released her second album, Fearless, which included what song, Jess? Love Story. Did you know that song almost got canceled?
Really?
Off the whole entire album. Why, though, and how it got saved? Let's talk about it today in Throwback Thursday. Y'all, if you love nostalgia, this is the perfect segment for you. We just go back and we play music from back in the day, the good old days. You know what I mean? This segment actually does feel really good. If you like those good old day feelings, this is perfect for you. And then we'll talk about that. Yeah, why was, of all songs to get canceled, love story? Like, what? Let's talk about it. We'll start with music, though. Today in 2018, this is what, the 13th of November, the number one song today would have been Ariana Grande and Thank You Next. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Going through the music, I was like, oh, my God. Like, what? What a moment.
I mean, what a moment, but also, like, what a career. Like,
I know.
Just Thank You Next, but also Eternal Sunshine. The fact that she's going to be in Wicked 2, and I genuinely feel like Wicked will get more respect at the Oscars for Wicked 2. Just shout out to Ari.
I feel like
crazy
tomorrow,
career.
I kind of want to play this song for the first song tomorrow. I kind of forget Ariana Grande's music until I hear it again, and then I'm like,
she's
good.
One of the biggest pop stars in the entire planet.
Why do I forget about her, though?
I don't know.
I don't know either. 2006 today, Justin Timberlake had the number one song with My Love. Now go back to 2006, y'all. What? Okay, argument. Was this the greatest album of the 2000s? Maybe arguably the greatest pop album of all time.
I definitely would have to look at who else.
God, this
because
is
there
so
were just so
good.
Many artists popping off at that time. I think he had a major moment, and I think it was incredible, but I don't know if I could say the greatest pop album of all time, for me personally.
So good, man. 1995 today, the 13th of November, Mariah Carey with Fantasy.
I mean, insane.
Arguably the greatest pop album of the 90s, like...
I love it. I'll never get tired of Fantasy.
I know this is not the Mariah Carey song y'all want to hear this time of year, but this is what you're getting, all right? I wonder if Mariah knew that, like, this would, like, what she'd be known for at this point in her life, you know? Like,
for Christmas?
There's only going to be one song you're going to be known for, Mariah. And it's not, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a great song, but it's not the song people want from you nowadays. All right, let's go back to 2008. This week, Taylor Swift's second album, Fearless, all right? Love Story's on there. What else is on that album?
15.
15's on there.
Yeah, Forever and Always.
It's a great album, right?
Yeah.
But Love Story almost got cut, which is crazy to think. Now, here's the story behind that. So, obviously, it's a country album, right? And so, they play this... Taylor plays this for these country execs, and they're like, no.
But it's definitely, like, that's when she's starting to go pop, though. It's like definitely country pop, though. Like, Fearless itself, that song.
They're like, this is not it. This is just not it. They're like, Shakespeare, Balconies, Romeo and Juliet. It's too theatrical. Like, country audiences are going to hate this.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, and I was trying to figure out what the original ending was, but apparently, whatever the original lyrics were that she wrote was too dark.
For Love Story?
For Love Story. So she had to go back and rewrite the ending of this. So
as if, like, whatever, Romeo and Juliet don't die?
I don't know. But whatever the It's a Love Story, Baby Just Say Yes was not the original lyrics to it.
Oh, wow.
So it was now apparently more of a love story at the end.
Oh.
So that's how it got rewritten. They were still hesitant on it, but they said, all right, listen, let's try it. It became one of Taylor's, obviously, like, one of her biggest hits ever.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about. If this song never got released, what would have happened to Taylor's career? Because this song is truly what was her biggest launching song of all time. So it's like, yo, if you believe in yourself, and you got to believe in yourself. And we didn't have Love Story. I don't know what would have happened to Taylor today.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, that wasn't your social anxiety of the day. This game definitely will be, man. If you ever got to get on the phone for this game, just imagine you in front of the city going for that $1,000 in free gas. It's definitely a high intense game. This is called $1,000 minute. Caller 10 is playing this morning. Hi, who's this?
Oh, good morning. This is Barbara.
Well, hi, Barbara. You're number 10.
Hey, Barbara.
Oh my gosh, great.
Oh my gosh. Hi, you're here. You've done it. You have done it. Barbara, you're here. Barbara, have you played before?
I have. It's been a while.
It's been a second, but you're back. Barbara's back, y'all, and we're happy to have you here, Barbara. Well, let's go. Let's refresh your memory of how to play, and let's remind everyone else. And we always say this game is fun to play along in your car. We do it the same time every single day. So even if you're too shy to call, you can always just play along in the car for fun. Jess, how do we play $1,000 Minute?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Barbara, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. In basketball, what do you call the simple shot taken close to the hoop?
Pass.
Question number two. What is the name of the game that where players use tiles to form words and earn points?
Scrabble.
Correct. Question number three. What composer is famous for the opera The Magic Flute?
Pass.
Question number four. If it's 3:24 a.m. now, what time will it be in 13 hours?
3:24 a.m. 4:24 a.m. In 13 hours?
You had it correct, but you said a.m. instead of p.m.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's the a.m. p.m. situation. Oh, the numbers were
it's
right.
Okay, it's Barbara.
The a.m. p.m.
Oh, God.
It's all right, Barbara.
It's okay.
It's a nerve.
It's a simple slip. A simple slip today, but unfortunately, we got a budget on that one.
Anyone would have messed up on that one. It's okay.
Well, let's go back to the top, Barbara, and then we'll keep playing for fun from there, okay?
Yeah, so back to number one. In basketball, what do you call the simple shot taken close to the hoop that is a layup? You got number two. Good job on that. Number three, which composer is famous for the opera The Magic Flute?
Mozart.
Yeah, yep. That's Mozart. I always forget his first name is Wolfgang.
I do too.
That's
and
so
I always
crazy.
Forget which one's which, and it's fine.
That's
it's
so
all right.
Crazy.
Everyone's tough.
Okay, let's see how you would have done on the rest of the round. Number five, what U.S. president appears on the dime?
Woodrow Wilson? I have no idea.
Roosevelt.
It's Roosevelt.
Also Roosevelt, okay.
Right now.
Number six, what animal is known for spending up to 20 hours a day sleeping?
A sloth?
Koala.
It's a koala.
Koala.
They
but
sleep.
Maybe, but I wonder
sloths
how many hours
slow.
A day sloths sleep.
Yeah, they're just slow. I don't really sleep as much.
And then number seven, what is the correct term for a word that replaces a noun like he or she?
A pronoun.
Yes,
that's the
correct.
Pronoun. Yep, there you go.
Nice, Barbara.
I mean, Barbara, not bad. It's the AM, PM. You knew it, though. You knew it. We just had a little slip. It's no big deal. Barbara, you know how to play this game. It's all good. You know tomorrow we're going to come back. It's going to be Friday. The vibes are going to be good. We'll have 7 new trivia questions. We'll go for that $1,000 in free Dash and Gas, and we'll see you same time then, okay?
Oh, yeah. I listen to you every day. Thanks a lot.
Have a good day, Barbara, and head to Dashin and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouthwatering parfait. It's got creamy low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The most painfully socially awkward thing happened to Garage Boy and I in a parking garage. And I want to know if you would have handled it the same way, because I just reacted on instinct and I don't know if anyone would have done something differently.
What?
So we went to the grocery store and you have to park in a parking garage and you get like your parking gets validated inside with purchase, right? Yeah. So as we're leaving the parking garage, Garage Boy, my husband, goes to like scan his ticket. And for some reason, the machine says that it was already used. Like the machine itself was not recognizing his actual parking ticket as if it was like an old one, which was not true, by the way. Like okay. Not true. So the machine was messing up and not recognizing our ticket.
So like the arm won't go up for you guys?
No, but the machine won't even be, it's like you don't have a ticket, like whatever, right? Yeah. So we're stuck right here. And then there's an option where you can print a new one for $30.
Not doing that.
So I think, honestly, side note, y'all are scammers. I think you actually are trying to scam people.
Not doing that.
So when that happens, Garage Boy is like, what do I do? And I turn around, there's like 5 cars behind us and someone has already honked their horn because we've continued to scan and we're kind of confused.
First off, the only option is to live in that parking garage because I'm not paying $30.
Or the other option is to get out of the car and go talk to each of the drivers and ask them to back up so we can get out of their way so they can move forward and so we can get a different ticket, which is what I did.
Oh.
I got out of the car and literally went up to every window and was like, we're stuck. The machine is being crazy. Can you please back up so my husband can like back out of that spot and we can figure this out? So I had to talk to every single one of them. And then I'm also like guiding him. And then the car behind him is thinking like he's going to hit her car. And I'm like, no, you're totally fine. I swear to you that you're okay. I'm putting my body in the middle of his car and your car. Like, we are going to figure this out.
So you
out.
Had to basically guide 5 cars to back up so that you could get your car back because the ticket wouldn't work.
I was literally like a traffic monitor doing the
signals. Or pay $30.
Now, poor Garage Boy, and that's this is dilemma. Like where we differ, where he's sitting there he's, and like there oh, is a so glimpse shy, yeah. of where he was like, let's just pay the $30 to avoid this honestly like painful, socially awkward interaction, because like everyone hates that feeling of knowing that there's like so many cars behind you. Everyone's looking at you.
You're inconveniencing so many people.
Nobody knows what's going on. They automatically think like you're dumb and you don't know what you're doing. In actuality, this kiosk is trying to scam all of us, by the way. But I was like, no, we're not paying $30. I will get out of the car and ask them all to move.
30 is steep.
That's big.
30 is steep.
If it was, five, maybe.
10. 10, I would have paid 10.
$30.
30 is steep.
$30.
Well, hang on. Question before we solve this. How did this get resolved? What was the resolution to this? How did you guys finally get out of the garage?
Well, we had to go on the other side as if like we were walking in for the first time and got a completely new ticket
and then,
for free. Obviously, that was fine.
Very smart, by the way. Well played. I'm trying to think what most people would have done here. I would not have paid $30.
Would you have gotten out of the car, though, and spoken to 5 different strangers in their car?
Or would I have paid
$30? Hear this on your car window?
I got to be honest.
That was me on their window.
Hi. I'm going to be honest with you, and y'all know me. I'm cheap as hell. I probably would have paid $30.
I think you would have paid it, too.
I think I would have paid $30. At this point in my life, I think I would have paid $30. And that sounds bougie as hell, but I think I would pay $30.
I want everyone to know. No, I want everyone to know if your answer is pay $30, like, you know what? Why? Why? We deserve
you think
to get out of
you think you're
our
better
car.
Than me?
We deserve to get out of our car and be human.
Are you judging me?
And be like, hey.
You think you're so much better than me?
We're about to get scammed for $30. Can you please back up 5 inches,
okay.
All of us in a row? Like, can we all, as people, band together as a community?
Yeah, we need
so
to.
So we can and back
this day
out
and
of
age,
this spot.
And this, you definitely were going to get scammed. That sounds really
if this
weird.
Stat is true, I feel like we've missed. we're so far off plot at this point of Thanksgiving. Like, what's wrong with y'all? Like, what are we doing at this point? Apparently, this Thanksgiving, 54% of people, empty nesters we'll call them, say they're having to bribe their kids to come home with food because their kids don't want to come home for any other reason other than just to eat food.
You think that's crazy?
Majority of people that are going home,
yeah.
Kids that are going home, are only going home, not to spend time with their family, only to eat food.
Well, your family's there while you're eating food, so.
But that's their main reason to go home.
Yeah.
It's not to spend time with their family. It's not to, like, relax. It's not to watch football. It's not the main majority of the reason they want to go home, which, let's be honest, let's talk about what Thanksgiving's supposed to be about. Spend time with your family. Well, it's not really the origin story of Thanksgiving, but let's not focus on the origin story of Thanksgiving. What's turned into is time with your family. But this is what's happening now. Basically, they're saying the only way I'm going to get my family to come home this Thanksgiving is if I cook them their favorite meal, or they're probably not going to come home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang, is that where we're at? Like, is that, like, listen, if you've got kids that have left the house, do you feel like they're not coming home unless you're cooking a really good meal? Like, is that where we're at with Thanksgiving? That kind of makes me sad at this point. Does that sound right to you? Because to me, that does not sound right.
I can kind of believe it. I mean, the only reason I go home is definitely not because of food. So, like, when I go home for Christmas, I clearly want to go back to California to be with my family. But I will say, like, 40% of it is
40.
Like, I am looking forward to eating the food that I miss the rest of the year. Like, I'm telling you right now, it probably started 2 months ago that we have been planning and requesting what we would like my dad to cook when Butter and I go home, and then also what restaurants I demand to go to when I go back to Stockton. It is, like, so serious.
So for you, Thanksgiving is 40% food, 60% family.
Yeah. Because honestly, I think it's like all of us together are in agreement that, like, we know what we're here for. Like, this is...
But, like, you're such a big family person.
I'm
shocked
you
say that.
It's a marathon, not
a
sprint.
So let's just say this. If we took food off of Thanksgiving
plate... Of course I would go home. Yes, obviously, family is number one.
No, I don't know that you would.
Family is clearly number one. But if I'm saying, like, 40% of my excitement is literally for the food, because food is comfort. And also, you know why, probably too, is like food can also represent like childhood for a lot of people. Like, it holds so much. It's more than just the turkey and mashed potatoes. It's like what it makes you feel when you're eating that comfort food or that favorite dish that like your mom makes you.
Well, yeah, but this is crazy to think. As I'm reading this stat, 54% of empty nesters said my family probably wouldn't come home if I didn't make their favorite dish. I'm literally having to bribe them to come. Majority of empty nesters say they're not coming home unless we're doing that. Let's test that theory. Is there anybody listening right now that says, I literally only go home, or I only go to Thanksgiving for the food? It's literally it's all food for me.
I think some people might even say, like, I bet you there's some people who don't even get along with their family, but they still go for the leftovers.
But you just go for the food?
I mean...
Like, is there anybody listening right now that's only in it for the food? And, like, you put up with your family because...
This is a judgment-free zone.
And we will not judge you.
Yeah, judgment-free zone.
But, like, you're just in it for the food.
Because
And you'll put up with your family because you love the food so much. We will not get a call on this.
If leftovers is also involved, it's like you're also going for the meal and then also your takeaway.
Let's try it, though. Who's up?
This is Jess on 3 in Bel Air.
Hi, Jess. Good morning. Jess, you're in Thanksgiving just for the food.
I mean, pretty much.
No, why?
It's okay.
Luckily, like, they're right up the road. I wouldn't travel out of state for it.
But
so
how far would you drive?
If you had to leave Maryland, you'd like, I'm cool. But since you're down the street, okay, I'll put up with it because there's good food there is basically what you're saying.
Yes, my stepmom's, like, the best cook I know.
Yeah.
And so I have to.
But what if she wasn't a good cook? Would you not go? Or what if they're like, hey, this year we're not going to cook. We're just going to hang out and watch movies.
Yeah, I'd probably say I didn't feel good that morning.
Really? And is it just because they're whack, or is their beef that it's just too much to handle, that the food is the only thing that can get you through?
They're just kind of really stuck up, and I've always felt like I can't be my authentic self around them.
Yeah. Listen.
So you need the turkey to get you through.
But the food is that good. The food is that good, though.
Yes.
You'll suck it up and be your inauthentic self.
For down the street, though.
I have multiple family members who have told me they show up just for the food.
Okay. It's like your family's that wretched, but the food is that good.
It's all of you.
That's an interesting combination. Okay, thank you for calling us. This is Grace. Grace is in Glen Burnie. You're only in Thanksgiving for the food, not the family.
So to have a holiday event with my in-laws, it's for my sister-in-law's sweet potatoes.
Wait, just the sweet potatoes?
Just the sweet, because we do kind of potluck style, and so everybody brings a dish, and her dish is the sweet potatoes, and it's got pecan crumble thing on the top, and they're just amazing.
Would you still be attending if you did not get the sweet potatoes?
We have not hosted a Thanksgiving, which is when we would do Thanksgiving with my in-laws, since before 2020. Because I kind of realized maybe the sweet potatoes are not worth the stress.
They don't have the same power.
End in a food fight.
No.
We had an Easter dinner end in a food fight.
Wait, tell us about that really quick.
Every single family event ends in an argument, and that Easter happened to end in a food fight.
Wow. Can you tell me who threw
the first piece
first?
Who had the first throw?
It's the younger of the two sisters.
Wow.
What did she throw? The sweet potatoes?
No, she threw a piece of turkey.
Wow, not the turkey.
To have gravy on it. Stuffing flew, and then who knows what else it was.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I guess sometimes the sweet potatoes lose their power, and it's not strong enough to hold you guys together.
I can probably find that recipe.
So just Google that.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Do you feel alone?
little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we've got you on The Voice Disguiser. So what is this crazy idea going through your head?
So I'm seriously thinking about switching my daughter's entire birthday party to a different location at the last minute, just so when mom doesn't show up.
Why would you do that?
Well, my daughter turning 7 this Sunday, and we're going to do it at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, that's fun. Mm-hmm.
But there's this other mom, and I've known her really since high school, and she was so mean to me. She made fun of my weight. Mm. She was, like, loud about it, and, like, it was something that really stuck with me. Like, I do, like, therapy, and I'm not saying it's because of her, but I feel like there are certain parts of me, like, because of that whole situation in high school.
Oh,
either
sorry.
Way, so basically, my childhood bullied kid is now in my daughter's class.
Sucks.
Do you guys have to interact a lot? Do you see her? Like, how does that affect you?
I really didn't ever want to let her have any place in my life at all. But either way, my daughter has her birthday coming up and they're in the same class. And her son is absolutely so sweet, but he's a little bit different than the rest of the kids. And she kind of like will get like a little bit defensive over it.
What do you mean by different?
Out of respect, he's just different than the other kids for sure.
Okay. So what does that mean though? How is this affecting you, I guess?
So he kind of stopped getting invited to some of the birthday parties, but I didn't know this, but there's a rule that if you invite one of the kids to the party, that now you have to invite everyone just so that someone doesn't feel excluded. And I understand that. The teacher in the classroom personally came up to me and was like, he would really, really love to be included. So I don't want to be another mom to just leave him out. So I invited him, and that means that the mom comes too. So I want to change that location just because it's just giving me a little bit of anxiety. Like I was 14 when it happened, and I'm starting to feel like I'm 14 years old all over again. So I don't want her in my baby's pictures. It just makes me feel sick to my stomach. But there's a new Chuck E. Cheese that's like closer to me, and I want to have that there and just send a text over to everybody else, and I want to say this is going to be the new location and not send it to her. And Chuck E. Cheese said that I could do that. I could just change the location.
So basically
easy.
Let every other parent know but her. And so what, she's going to show up at the other one and there's not going to be a party?
I mean, right. I'm not really excluding her. I'm kind of just not correcting her technically.
But that means deliberately leaving out her son though, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm conflicted on this, but she's bringing up all this horrible like memories in my life. If it was just the kid, it would be different, but if he's going to be there, she definitely has to like be there too.
Let's talk this out then. So Anonymous is saying, hey, listen, my daughter's turning 7 this weekend and we're throwing a birthday party, and I didn't realize that in my daughter's classroom, if you invite one kid, you've got to invite everybody. So I had to invite this one kid whose mom is my high school bully. I don't want her to be at this party, but she's going to have to come assist her child. What I want to do is change the location of this party last minute, tell every other parent except for the one. Now, by doing that, obviously, we're kind of leaving out a kid that sounds like they're already
excited to go.
Excited to go, that doesn't really get invited to a lot of things.
Yeah.
But what do we do with this situation? Do we tell her to go for that, or do we talk her out of it?
I really want to try to talk you out of it. I do acknowledge, obviously, it's bringing out anxiety and trauma for you. And I understand that's hard, but maybe you can put yourself in her son's shoes where you know what that feels like to be hurt in that way. And unfortunately, I feel like the person who really gets hurt the most is her son.
I definitely resonate and understand that, but I have to think about my personal feelings too. And how am I supposed to even be present on my daughter's birthday? With everything going on, like how am I supposed to just have like a really smiley like face on that day when something internally is bothering me?
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. I mean, it's the wrong thing to do, but I think you should do it because I think you're right. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to show up for your daughter. I feel bad for this other kid. I do. But like, you got to do what's best for your daughter. And that's a parent's job, man. And like that, unfortunately, is the best thing to do for your kid. So I'm begrudgingly going to tell you to go for it. But I'm kind of curious what other parents are going to say in this situation. Do we tell her to change the location of her daughter's party last minute, or do we talk her out of it? Who's up, Jess?
This is Tracy on 4 in Columbia.
Oh, Tracy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're good. We're neighbors, by the way, Tracy. I live in Columbia as well.
Hello, neighbor.
Hi. Do we tell her to go for this? Do we change the location last minute, or do we talk her out of it?
okay, like you said, I think it's wrong. However, go with it. Actions have consequences, okay? Just like they say sins of the father, this one is the sins of the mother. And sadly, unfortunately, affecting the kid because obviously he's a bit different. That's karma in and of itself. And then he doesn't get invited because mom has a behavior issue from childhood. And I hope that people realize this, you know, in listeners, you know, if they have children that they might think are bullies, and parents always think their kids aren't. But actions do have consequences. Sorry, mom, change it. And it seems okay. It's like, oh, you know what? Darn it. We went to the wrong Safeway. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of one of those deals.
Again,
change it.
It's not right. It's not right, Jess. But like,
no, correct. I know. But I hear what you're saying, Tracy. I think what I just feel terrible about is her son. And I feel like if for Anonymous to know what that feels like, it's almost like you're basically making her son go through the same thing. So if you know what pain feels like, why would you inflict that on another person?
No, sorry, Jess. Mom caused it. Mom bought this on the kid. Mm-hmm. And obviously the kid's different. And I mean, so that's the whole other thing. It's karma has a way of just coming back and smacking you in the face. I'm sorry. Go with it. And I feel bad for the child. And if he is different, perhaps he won't really feel it as harshly. I'm hoping that he doesn't, and that's a shame. But maybe the daughter brings a goodie bag. Like, I'm sure going to have gift bags, and brings a goodie bag to school. Say, hey, we missed you at the party. Sorry, we missed you, and bring that to him for school.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I hear you. No,
sorry, mom.
I hear you. Yeah, thank you for calling us. Who's up, Jess?
This is Drew on 2 in Baltimore.
What's up, Drew? Good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to go for this? She wants to change her daughter's birthday party location last minute because she doesn't like one of the moms that is coming. Do we tell her to go for that or talk her out of it?
No, it's really mean. And if she feels a type of way, she can speak to the mom directly. The child does not deserve to be treated any type of way because of how she feels about the mother and what happened in the past. It's not fair to the child, and it's just really mean.
So,
and if she was bullied, then she's turning into a bully.
I do feel like she should have a conversation with this woman. Like, I feel like that's what needs to happen.
Does it though? So many years later, does it?
Yeah, because I mean, it's not so much as far as like looking for, I mean, an apology. I just feel like you clearly need to have a conversation if it's affecting you this much. Like, if you can't enjoy your daughter's 7th birthday party, if this woman is in the room, like,
versus switching a whole birthday party,
yeah,
maybe it might be worth it. I mean, I don't know. Versus, like, is it? I don't know this other woman. You know, clearly, there's a lot of things we could be on talking about this for hours, probably, to dissect how complex this can be after so many years.
Or just be like, hey, she has a right to be like, hey, I don't like you. You were mean to me. Have someone else bring your son to my daughter's birthday party.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, she's the adult in the situation, and the adults need to handle it, not the children.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, let me say this one thing, and tell me if I sound like an a-hole, let me know. This really has nothing to do with this other child.
With the kids, in general.
Well, it has nothing to do with this son, I don't know what's going on with this kid. I don't know. But I don't really think that we can put a ton of emphasis on this kid, because honestly, it has nothing to do with him. Him getting left out of this birthday, honestly, isn't the biggest priority. I mean, I know it has some effect, but like, we can't really put that much weight onto it, because honestly, it has nothing to do with him. It's not his birthday, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. She wants to literally change her daughter's birthday party last minute because she hates one of the moms that's going to come. Tell her to go for that, talk her out of it. Hey, Ariel from Reisterstown, good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to go for this, or we talk her out of it? She should change her daughter's birthday party location last minute because she hates one of the moms that's coming.
Absolutely not.
Why?
But, well, we're grown-ups, and life isn't about us anymore. It's about your kids. The kids are going to be in the same class. They're going to grow up together. She's going to have to deal with parents she doesn't like.
Yes. Yeah, that's my thing too. It's like, I don't know what grade. I mean, if they're 7 years old, and let's all assume that they're going to stay in that same school for the next couple of years.
Right.
So what? You're going to avoid every single assembly, every single school play. Like,
but this is one so intimate, man. This she's coming into your daughter's birthday party. I mean, I don't know how often this is going to happen. This is pretty specific. You know, this is not like a school play. This is like your daughter's space.
I mean, if she's that petty and still hung up on it, this might be her opportunity to be like, look,
you bullied me and I made it and welcome to my, you know, party.
Oh, so you're saying turn this around on her and be like, yo, look at me. Look,
like
how, look.
I mean, if she's still hung up on it after how many years, either resolve it, or if you're going to be petty, just embrace it. Rub it in her face.
That's also fair.
I don't hate that.
But I also think that we should normalize being allowed to be like, hey, we don't need to be friends. I genuinely do not like you.
Yeah.
Like, you really hurt my feelings. Can you have someone else bring your son to my daughter's birthday party? I also think that's okay. Am I wrong in that?
Yeah. Well, we also don't know. Mom, she said something about mom has to be there. So I don't know with whatever's going on with him. Mom may have to be there.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, you're an adult. It's not about you. You have a child. It's about
you're right. You're right. You're right. Good point. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
No worries. Bye.
Hey, Lauren in Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, do we tell her to go for this? Should she cancel her daughter or change her daughter's birthday location just so, you know, one mom doesn't show up, or do we talk her out of it?
Talk her out of it. You know, I understand trauma. I've been bullied as a kid. I've had to deal with that. So I get her perspective on that.
Yeah.
But by doing this, she's becoming a bully herself. She's going to be creating trauma for this child. And she's showing her kid an example that it's not great. Like, whatever happened to just, like, kill him with kindness, setting good examples, giving people empathy?
Yes. But, I mean, I'm just trying to be in her shoes for a second. Let's all, like, think about our high school bully for a second. Yeah. And, like, imagine if you haven't had time for this, you're looking down. I mean, she said the party was Sunday, I think.
It's on the Sunday.
And, like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, my God, my high school bully is going to be at my child's birthday party this weekend. Like,
I'd have a conversation.
Panic mode.
You're allowed to say.
Yeah, that's what I, Jess. That's what I'm wondering. Why hasn't she had a conversation with her?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't even know if this person is still the same person. I actually had someone reach out to me on Facebook to apologize. So we don't know who.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah, well, that means, well, hearing that, I mean, that could be a beneficial thing. I'm kind of glad you shared that. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah. No problem. Have a good day.
You too. So, I mean, Anonymous, what do you think? I mean, what, after hearing this, what do you think you want to do? Do you think you still want to do it? Or, like, where's your
I honestly really still feel so conflicted with everything. I have to protect my peace. I have to listen to, like, my body and myself. Like, I get anxiety attacks even just thinking about this whole thing. Then at the same time, too, you're right. Like, there's a little kid that's going to feel so left out in all of this. Like, I wouldn't want that for my daughter at all. But I'm not trying to ruin my daughter's birthday and not be present as a mom. I know people are telling me, be the bigger person. And I know I'm supposed to do that as an adult and as a mom. But I feel like I honestly still kind of want to change the location.
Well, I think for sure it's conflicting. I mean, I think we understand where you're at. I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we do something called Talk Me Out of It update on Monday, where we check back in with the people to find out if they actually went through with these ideas or not. Is this something that you would want to come back on to tell us? It is a big decision either way, for sure. Would you want to call us back on Monday and let us know if you actually did this or not?
Yeah, I'll call you guys back on Monday.
And you have to call us back, because, again, we don't have, like, your name or number or anything, so you have to call us back, like, 8:25 Monday morning. Will that work?
Yeah, that works. I'll let you know how everything went.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.